Ellie Kapler, head at Edith Weston Academy.
And last Friday was a day where all the pupils here were encouraged to be purple, basically, to wear purple and think about the military family that is part of your school.
Yes, so April is the month of the military child, and throughout April, our school and lots of other local schools have several activities across the month to celebrate our military children, show their support and recognise the different experiences they have alongside their families. Purple Up Day is a national day where schools across the whole country wear purple to show their support. And we also recorded the Dandelion, which is the poem of the military child.
So tell us about, you know, the makeup of your school, you know, because you are quite a military school, you know, historically.
Yeah, we are about 50% military children. We are obviously close to St George's Barracks, and we also have children come from Cottesmore and other different military bases locally.
And presumably as well, the fact that military children move around, that can be quite a challenge for them as well as actually, you know, the school community.
Yeah, our military children have quite often gone to several schools, come from different countries, several areas across England. They often have parents away for long periods of time. So sometimes they have both parents in the military and they experience their parents away. Military children quite often say goodbye to more people in their primary school life than most people ever do in their lifetime, where their friends change, their houses change. We have a big focus here on making sure that our military children are well supported. Any transition periods are supported. They know with us that we all understand what they're going through, the changes in their life, and that, you know, no year may look the same for our children.
And also, I suppose, having a day that's dedicated to, you know, their background makes them feel more part of something special.
Yeah, we got our children to stand up as well. Obviously, with being a small school community, everybody knows who our military children are and all the other children know, but they stood up, we celebrated them. We also got them to look around and look at our school community and just how many children across the school were wearing purple. On our drop-offs and pickups, our parents were also wearing purple to support the children, as did all of the staff. So it was great for them to see just how many people understand them and are supporting them and are there for them in challenging times.
So you were saying that there's other things that happen throughout this month. What kind of things would you get involved with them?
We've had families send in their family photos so that the children can talk about their experiences, share about their experience as a military child, their childhood that they've had, whether they've been to different schools. We have lots of talk time. We have a military children's nurture group where children who have deployed parents, or if they are just wanting a little bit of a community and a friendly face, they'll go to that group. We do activities within the classroom, talk time, looking at, you know, where did this family come from, where did that come from, tying it in with geography. Some of our children are really into their poetry at the minute, so they've been writing poems. It's been really lovely.
Could you first of all just tell me your first name?
Kaylin.
Belle.
Freddie.
Hope.
And do you remember last Friday what you did? Can you tell me what you wore last Friday? What purple things you wore?
I didn't wear a dress, but I did wear some trousers and a shirt.
I wore a purple shirt.
I wore a purple jumper.
I wear purple leggings.
Are you all military children, all four of you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell us what it was like to be kind of recognised, how you felt last Friday.
Kind of good.
Happy.
Proud.
Happy.
And do you think being a child from a military family can be a bit different and make you feel a bit different, maybe?
Probably, yeah. Because parents go away and everything, so you can miss them. And that kind of will change your mood or something.
And sometimes you really miss them and they might be away for a long time.
And do you know how many schools you've been in since you started?
About five.
And what's it like joining a new school for you?
Nervous.
What do you think's a good thing to think about, you know, when you're starting somewhere new?
Trying to make new friends.
So looking back on last Friday, what happened? What did you really enjoy?
Wearing purple clothes.
And what can you tell us about the Dandelion poem? Do you remember it?
Is it about us, kind of like the military children? And kind of about dandelions and how we find friends everywhere.